what we wanted to create was a complete distance ball, not just a ball that was longer because we put a Sterling cover on it and firmed it up, but a distance ball that also gave you that spin performance around a green and some of that shot shaping control. It's going to be more forgiving than a urethane ball, which I think is actually a great thing because most golfers could probably use a little bit more forgiving in terms of left to right side spin and keeping you straight down the middle.
This is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Fitting Room podcast. Your host, as always, AJ Volpel, alongside Nathan Adelman, but we call him Nate around here. I don't go by Anthony.
You don't? That's true.
I go by AJ.
I refer to you as James.
Yes, even though that's not even my middle name.
It sounds good to me, though.
That's like when I called hashtag Chad Jones.
Chad Jones.
Jones doesn't even exist.
Right.
But we got nicknames here. That's what we
do. Well, this isn't the naming room. This is the fitting room. And
that is right. That is
And today is always an exciting day because we're talking about a brand new product.
Yes.
Not even a replacement of an old product, which this year, you know, like with Apex was replacing another Apex.
Yep.
Epic Flash is replacing Epic.
Right.
This is a new product.
Yeah, but before the product, we have cameras.
Cameras.
We have cameras
Where?
In the podcast studio
Where?
Now. I'm looking at all of them. I got my head on a swivel, Nate.
Whoa.
You got to have your head on a swivel if there's cameras around.
Whoa.
Even though our producers might not like that.
That means I have to get dressed to come to work now.
That means you have to get dressed. Yes, me too. Me too.
Mm.
But what that means for everybody listening is that you can watch select episodes of The Fitting Room. You could watch them on YouTube. You could watch them on CallawayGolf.com. You can watch them on our social channels at CallawayGolf, which is pretty much our handle for Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. You could see what kind of shoes and socks Nate has on. And he's got purple polka dot socks, but you won't know that unless you watch the video.
I'm wondering how many people are going to be like, oh, I saw AJ for the first time on the podcast.
Right.
He looks exactly how I imagined.
You're like, wow, he really is a Mongo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks exactly what I thought he would look like.
Yeah. So we will make sure to bring along the best in class here at Callaway. And today, we're talking ERC Soft golf ball, and we have one of the best of the best.
The best. Yeah. Golf ball has always been, and I haven't been shy about this, very close to my heart, I think.
Totally.
The golf ball is often overlooked in the fitting process.
Crazy.
And the golf ball is essential component to the fitting process.
Yeah.
Because you can change your spin off the tee by 300, 400 RPMs with changing nothing other than the golf ball, which is way more than you'll get from going from a high spin shaft to a low spin shaft or anything like that. So the order of magnitude that a golf ball can affect your game is super high.
Yeah.
And we have a brand new golf ball here.
Yeah.
And we have Petra, who was the project manager leading the ERC Soft golf ball quest.
Yeah.
She was in charge of that quest. So there's no one better to talk with than her.
Literally, like maybe in the entire golf ball universe, could be nobody better to talk to than Petra. And you guys have probably heard Petra on past Fitting Room podcasts. You've probably seen her. She does a lot of video work with our team also.
Popular series, Ask Petra.
Ask Petra, which is a very popular series.
Yep.
But we have her in studio. We asked her to come down from her office, her big office, giant, corner office upstairs in R&D. It's a pretty good deal up there, you know? So
yeah, they don't give those to anybody.
No. She hustles. Petra hustles. Yeah. She is going to let all the listeners and viewers now, Nate and viewers, about who should be trying this ball, who it's going to benefit, what kind of golfers, what types of golfers. And one of my favorite things we're going to talk about, because we got it as a question on the Callaway community, we're going to be talking about refurbished golf balls, and Petra has theories. Petra has theories on
this.
Well,
I'm more excited to hear.
Can't wait.
I'm more excited to hear about her reaction to the golf ball bounce test, which I've seen many times. Oh, yes. this ball's soft. Listen, and they bounce it, right?
It's going to be
the
awesome.
Bounce test. We'll demystify that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what she's going to say about that.
Right. So listen for all those aspects I just mentioned. And remember, Nate and I, they gave us a freaking live show every Monday night for 52 weeks. On SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio every Monday from 5 to 6 Pacific time. So 8 o'clock Eastern time, Nate. Do the math. Three hours difference.
That would be 7 o'clock Central and 6 o'clock Mountain.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And I guess it would be 3 o'clock Hawaii, which is
2 hours different.
It's three.
See, now we just can. Nobody has any idea how to listen to the show.
Alaska, I believe, is two. Yeah.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock Eastern time. I believe we should just go by Eastern time.
All right.
Since a lot of our listeners are on the East Coast. But listen to Nate and I. We take live phone calls. We dig into the Callaway community, which you could ask your questions. CallawayGolf.com/community. Ask all your questions in the fitting corner, and we will answer them. But that is pretty cool. And they gave us 52 weeks to do it. So make sure you tune into that show. Watch us on YouTube now or CallawayGolf.com. We will be posting these videos in the Callaway community as well. But let's I hear footsteps. I hear footsteps, Nate. I think Petra's on her way. So we will welcome her into the Callaway studio, and we will be back after this 10-second break with Petra Petrich.
Adam Hadwin here, and you're probably wondering what I listen to before a round to get ready to go low. Well, the secret is I always have on my favorite podcast, The Ship Show with Jeff and AJ. They are the real reason I shot 59. Honestly, I'm not making this up. Well, maybe a little bit.
Hey, welcome back to the Fitting Room podcast. Big episode today. ERC Soft, Nate, big product, and in studio from... I don't know, a couple thousand feet upstairs. Yeah, Petra, you've made it. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when we were trying to recruit a guest for the ERC Soft podcast, we spoke to Dave Bartels, who I believe you work with.
I work for Dave, let's be very clear.
And
yeah.
Dave,
please make that clear. He should be listening to this.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah. I love talking shop with Dave, and we have a special connection about golf ball spin. And I said, Dave, we need you to come on to the show to talk about ERC Soft. He goes, no. There's only one person in this company who is the expert on ERC Soft, and that is Petra. And that's why Petra is here. So we got the best.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
He's being very gracious.
Well Petra, please tell the world what you do for Golf Ball R&D at Callaway.
Sure. So I'm the senior manager of research for Golf Ball R&D. So I manage the part of Golf Ball that is kind of coming up with the new specs for the products and new materials and new aerodynamics and all that sort of stuff. So
was ERC a close project of yours?
It was, yeah. I was actually the project lead on the ERC Soft Golf Ball design.
No wonder.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably why.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So early reception, at least from golfers I spoke to, I actually played with a couple golfers that tested ERC Soft the first time, and they loved it. They loved the distance that they got off the tee, but they loved the triple track. Just go over a couple things that make ERC Soft so unique in terms of the Callaway golf ball family.
Yeah, sure. So there's three main technologies that kind of make ERC Soft unique. So the first is the graphene dual soft fast core. So that's the engine of the golf ball. We've talked about that a lot. But this is actually the first time that we've used an inner core that's as large as this one is. So it is the largest, it's also the largest graphene dual soft fast core, but it's the largest inner core size that we've ever used. And another piece of it that is just brand new to this ball only is the hybrid cover.
Right.
So that's something we've talked about too, in terms of, we call it a hybrid cover. You should think about it as a hybrid performance between something that would be like our ionomer, trionomer cover and the urethane cover. So it's not necessarily a mixture of those two materials, but it performs as if it were a mixture of those two materials. And then the last piece, which I think is something that's driving a lot of buzz, is the triple track technology that's on it. And that's something that I think is very cool. It's an alignment aid, so it's functional. And it really is just going to help people line their putts up. And we know that if you are making more putts, your score will be lower. That makes the game more
people
fun.
Like that.
You're taking more of Nate's money, more importantly. Yeah. So that's also good.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the core itself, and it's a larger core. Is that, from an engineering standpoint or a manufacturing standpoint, is that a challenge? Is that harder? Is that easier? What is the performance reason for wanting to do that?
So typically, like when you think about golf ball materials, in terms of materials that you want in the golf ball, you want rubber in the golf ball. The core itself, the larger you make it, the faster that you can make the ball. So that's a benefit to this particular golf ball. the challenges with doing something like that are just that you are having, I mean, it's not something that really challenges us from a manufacturing standpoint. We just have to design for that, right? So when we made this golf ball, we were opening ourselves up to make the best golf ball that we could ever make. And what resulted out of that was a larger core, a larger inner core. So that just means that our production facility has to basically retool all of our presses and things like that, which is not insignificant in terms of like a decision that we have to make. So the fact that the performance was that much better basically drove us to say, okay, let's enable this product. That's what we went to do. So not necessarily a challenge as much as it is like, this is that much better. It's worth it.
Yeah. And then the hybrid cover, what kind of performance benefits, like why did you decide to do that? What did you see in that performance that you're like, oh, no brainer?
Right. So we talk about when you think about like an ionomer cover versus a urethane cover, one of the biggest differences that people should notice between those two types of cover would be spin around the green. So urethane covers typically spin more around the green than an ionomer cover. In this ERC soft golf ball, we wanted to create a distance ball that spun around the green. That's kind of, those tend to be kind of mutually exclusive when you go out into the golf industry.
Sure.
So to get it to spin around the green, we needed to get a really soft cover. That's actually why urethane spins more than ionomer around the green, is just simply that cover is softer.
Yeah. And chrome soft, if we compare it to chrome soft, that's urethane cover.
That is urethane cover. That's right. Our Callaway premium urethane cover.
Okay.
So in getting a very soft, you know, you can soften an ionomer cover, but once you soften it too much, it becomes dead and it's not durable. And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to get something that was softer than ionomer, but not quite the level of what a urethane ball would be, right?
Right.
And so we actually took ionomer backbone, and then we added in a speed component because it becomes very dead when it's soft, and we added in a durability component, and that really gives it, like, basically, if you were to go play around the green, you're going to get spin performance that is better than something like super soft, but maybe a little bit less spin than something like chrome soft or chrome soft X.
So you guys are like mad scientists back there. Yeah. Mixing
it's
different
gnarly,
components,
man. Yeah,
we have two PhD material scientists on our team. Yeesh. That are dedicated to basically finding new materials that have been invented in other industries and inventing materials for us that are exclusive to us.
So is that what, is that how kind of we, I mean, graphene was introduced last year,
yes,
to Chrome Soft, but is that kind of like how that sort of developed?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got a couple guys back there that are quite brilliant at their jobs, and they're out there finding everything that they can to make the golf ball better. So
yeah. I bet they don't have a Johns Hopkins degree like you though, buddy.
Maybe not. I mean, but what, one thing I will add to that is that, well, Doc Hawk gets, he just bought a supercomputer for the, artificial intelligence, the Flash Face.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a hefty price tag, but maybe after the supercomputer, our golf ball business is getting substantial investments from company, from the factory in Chicopee, new manufacturing processes, new machines. So we're not taking this lightly. Everything, we're putting the resources to be able to make the world's best golf balls.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important. I think from the standpoint of having the highest technology golf ball and then supporting that with all of the investment that we're putting into the equipment for the quality, for the consistency, all of those things that you want out of a golf ball. I know that it's not always like our primary tagline or what we go out with.
Yeah.
But that's just an assumed and given, right? We want to be known for being innovative and leading the market.
100%.
And you should trust that a major manufacturer like Callaway, someone who's number one in hard goods, we're going to put the time and due diligence into quality and consistency on any product that we put out there.
Yeah, I think that's what I love most about our R&D team, our marketing team. Like, these are like true technology stories. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like, they're not like, we're not just saying like, low spin, like more spin around the greens, like we're backing it up with actual like things that we're doing to the golf ball. You know what I mean? We're like, you just don't see that from every manufacturer, you know?
So we have a lot of golfers who have tried Chrome Soft, tried Chrome Soft X, tried Super Soft.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've tried Super Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this golf ball lie? What are the players that will like this golf ball? What is the player type? Anything, swing speed, spin preference, who's going to really gravitate towards the ERC soft?
Yeah,
so I feel like when I'm out in the world, like one thing that people will kind of talk about is they're like, I just want the ball to go farther, right? So maybe maybe someone is getting more mature in years and they're finding that they might be losing
old
a little
guys,
bit
Nate,
of
old guys, yeah.
they might. Sure, as long as you guys want to say
Don't worry, you're off the hook.
Okay, great.
Once you
this
hit...
isn't on the record or
no,
anything.
No,
right?
We're not recording it or doing any video with this, so
great,
don't worry.
Perfect.
And once you turn 30, it's just downhill.
It's downhill,
there.
Right? Yeah, I'm getting old. Yeah. So I think people who like primarily come out and say like, "Hey, I'm looking for more distance." I'd say you try this ball, mm-hmm. right? Like this is a great ball at any skill level or any handicap would be a good ball to start with. Someone who loves using an alignment aid or, you know, is drawing an alignment aid on their ball, you try this ball, right?
Yeah,
like
totally. I mean,
that
it's there
would
for
be,
you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's printed there for you. It's the triple line has kind of a unique impact on being able to line it up even more accurately than a single line that you're putting on the ball.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. Where was that?
Sure.
Where did that inspiration come from?
I heard something about jets. I want to know if this is true.
Yeah. So it's interesting because we talk a lot about in our industry, like we don't, I tell my guys a lot, like we don't have to invent every technology that we use, but we do have to be discerning enough to go out and find the best technologies and put it into what we're making, right? So triple track plays off of something called hyperacuity or vernier acuity. It's just you're basically your eye's ability to line something up and perceive small differences. But there are certain elements of that that you want to include to help your eye use its ability to have that hyperacuity. So specifically having the three lines on here, right, in the specific color orientation and the specific spacing, right, the two thinner ones on the outside, the thicker one on the inside. The way that I was presented this was that it's actually used on jet aircraft carriers, right?
Yep.
And I love that because you can see that like in any sort of, if you look up an aircraft carrier, that's how the jets are actually landing onto it and how they're lining themselves up. Because when you're in the middle of the water, if you miss that runway, you're in the water. You're
right.
not
no,
on the boat.
Exactly. Well, it's tested.
Yeah. I've seen AJ on the putting greens, and him making a putt is as important to him as a fighter pilot actually landing
That's,
safely.
This is very true.
So I think that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I think there's also going to be really interesting opportunities to continue talking about the triple track because it was kind of put on the ball originally for putting, but we've heard stories about people using it for lining up on the tee.
Oh, man. So
right?
just like literally people bending over just like...
Right. So, you know, like in terms of like reinforcing a swing path, right? Or even once you are putting, it's not necessarily, it's an alignment aid, but also if you're just like practicing and you want to see like, are you putting side spin on your putt? Mm-hmm. If you're actually putting straight on, that line, it doesn't go 100% around the ball. So if you're straight, it should make kind of like an equator line as it's rolling. If it's not, you're going to see it kind of do that like wobble effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of another thing that like, that's kind of what TrueViz is known for, right? Is being able to kind of give you that spin feedback around the green. I think this is going to be even more of kind of a tool to help people understand, like, are you actually swinging your putter the way that you think you're swinging the putter, right?
And what about golfers with slower swing speeds? Would a ball like this, I know we talked about the more mature golfer, Nate. But slower swing speeds,
totally.
Even if they're young, they don't swing it that hard. This ball could potentially help them.
It could absolutely help them. And it can help, I mean, even faster swinging players. I think one thing that we've noticed internally, like whenever we come out with a ball that we know is going to be very good, it has a lot of internal equity before it's even introduced to the market. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people have asked to try this ball in R&D, and we've got, you know, every age, every handicap, really, really good golfers. But they want to try it for the triple track because it's unique to this particular ball. But then they play the ball and they're like, wow, this ball is amazing. I think it sits in a perfect spot in terms of compression, not being too soft and not being too hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives it some of those unique properties that we've talked about with soft balls having low spin, keeping you a little bit straighter. Mm-hmm. But it also, that low spin gives you distance on certain shots. And the construction of this ball is built to give you the same thing we always talk about with spin separation, right? It's low spin off the driver, higher spin around the green.
Right.
But I think because this was designed as a distance ball, one thing that's kind of unique that is really kind of the difference between something like a Chrome Soft or an ERC Soft, when you put a really, really soft urethane cover on a golf ball, it gives you shot shaping control, which is very important for people who want to be shaping their shots.
Yep.
It's also really important for people who play specific shots around the green where they want to chip where it's like kind of low. It's
check
that low
up there.
And it spins
have something
back.
Stop.
Right.
Sure.
traditionally, and this has been true in general, if you go into the distance ball category, most distance balls are actually made with ionomer covers, because with a firmer cover, it will spin less. And in general, that just gives you more distance. Yeah. So what we wanted to create was a complete distance ball, not just a ball that was longer because we put a Sterling cover on it and firmed it up, but a distance ball that also gave you that spin performance around a green, and some of that shot shaping control. It's going to be more forgiving than a urethane ball, which I think is actually a great thing, because most golfers could probably use a little bit more forgiving in terms of left to right side spin and keeping you straight down the middle.
Yeah.
So I think it's a perfect ball as kind of like a complete compromise for someone who's who's learning. And even some people, in terms of, they would take more distance over a little bit of the shot shaping, right? So it's going to come down to how you play the game of golf, what you prefer, that sort of thing.
And I've even seen early on, guys who are just naturally tend to be high spin, this ball has been a great option, even with really
the lower,
even really fast swing speeds. Guys that are swinging at 110 but are super spinny, this ball goes a mile because it's lower spin. And it's still, especially for guys that generate a lot of spin, even around the greens, you know, hitting irons into the greens hasn't been an issue either.
Totally. And when you're high spin, when you're a golfer and you're high swing speed and you're generating a lot of spin, your hooks and your slices, your side to side is going to be, so you might be hitting far, but you're hitting far into the woods. Right.
You're going both ways.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So this ball is great for that. And I think that's where a lot of the, like, air quote, young guns in R&D are really liking this ball, right? Because they have a lot of swing speed, but they are maybe not as straight. And so they're finding that this ball helps with that.
Oh, nice. There you go. All right, cool. So we are going to play a little game now of fact or fiction.
Okay.
So I think you've played this game before, but how it works, we're going to read a statement and you're going to tell us if it's true or false, pretty much. So Nate, I will kick things off, if
Please.
You don't mind.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. A softer ball is better for control. Fact or fiction?
So, wait, are you writing this?
I'm grading you.
You're
okay?
writing this down.
Yes, this is your exam.
Okay, so I want to be kind of specific about this, because it's interesting, because in my mind, when you talk about a soft ball, there's a couple categories of soft, right? So you could go soft compression, or you could go soft cover. And I think that those things, right, when you're, and then control from the standpoint, I'm like, you could say like shot shaping control, or are you talking about control that's straight down the middle?
Gotcha.
So let me be like a little bit specific with this.
I hate playing this game with engineers, Nate.
I know, right? You just want a straight answer.
Nothing's black and everything white.
Everything is fiction, no matter what.
Yeah. I know. Or we could say it's always fact, right? Funny. It depends on, so I'll say it like
that's
this.
Really
if
funny.
You have a soft compression golf ball, you're going to have straight control. It's going to give you control down the fairway, right? If you have a soft cover golf ball, it will give you shot shaping control. And a little bit firmer golf ball will also be a little bit easier to shape your shot with. So in that sense, it kind of depends on what you're defining as soft or control.
Gotcha.
But does that make sense?
100%.
Okay.
Sure.
So I guess we will go fiction on that.
We'll go fiction.
We'll go fiction.
Because I already marked it down.
Because it's not true.
Right. Anyone's definition of control could be different. Control for you is flighting it up and down.
Yep.
Control for a 20 handicap will be not losing their golf ball.
Exactly.
Right. And that's kind of an interesting piece of just golf ball R&D in general, is that you really have to dive into like people's definition of what they're saying, right?
Yeah,
when they're like, this ball is durable or not durable, or this ball is doing this or that, you're like, what do you mean by that?
How many trees are you hitting?
Right.
Like, tell me about this durability.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Right? Exactly. I'm like, is it a cart path issue?
Right.
Is this a...
Like, this ball is all chewed up. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, dude, you literally hit like 40 trees on the back nine. Like, what do you expect from a golf ball? Come on, guy.
Well, I will say, from talking with a lot of engineers and R&D and product people, the burden of proof to get a true is really, really high.
Yeah.
So,
if we ever actually got a true, it would be
there's no questioning this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Number two.
Maybe number two's got some potential.
Triple track is designed to work best with the marksman alignment putters.
So I would say false, just based on that statement, if you want to, or fiction, right? So triple track was designed to work with any putter. I think specifically, and we've talked, I think in the past, you guys have probably talked about like putter fitting, the way that people line themselves up. So I would say you should play a putter that is specific to your game, and triple track will help with that. It wasn't designed for any one specific putter in mind.
So, but perhaps the triple track alignment was also inspired by aircraft carriers. Sorry, the... marksman alignment
yeah.
might have also been inspired by aircraft carriers, because it is a thick line in the middle, two thin lines on the outside.
Right.
But I know, AJ, you this past weekend were putting
marksman for over a year now, so I cannot get out of my bag.
Marksman plus triple track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's consistent across the whole.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell, right? You can see, like, that's part of having that, like, hyper acuity is if you have your ball lined one way and your putter is with your same triple parallel lines is lined not parallel to those, your eye's going to pick up on it very quickly because of that hyper acuity, right? So if your putter is helping you with that, then that's great, right?
Yeah. Like, I have such a hard time. Like, I never line my ball up on the green, only because every time I stand over it, I'm like, oh, this isn't aimed right. Like, I have to adjust my putter to aim left, even though the line is, like, aimed where it's supposed to be. So I'm just like, no, just give me blank white. Yeah. I pick a spot out in front of the ball and then just hit it.
Which is actually kind of interesting, because that's a story for this ball that I think is interesting in that we have a blank white space. We actually don't have a traditional side stamp on this, because it's been replaced by that alignment aim. Yep. And then the ERC soft, which would traditionally be on the side stamp, is actually put on the pole stamp.
Right, we took away the Chev.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm putting this on record. I've said this to a couple people. I think this ball looks like a 50s tube sock, like the basketball high sock. Oh, totally,
100%, yeah.
Like, I think it's so Jackie cool. Yeah. I'm like waiting for the day that we've got like the high socks and like the sweatband.
I love it. I freaking love it.
We need to sell these balls in a tube sock.
Yeah, we might have to.
Right, with like a package. I'm like, I'm just going to keep saying it until someone like catches on. Because it's a little bit off.
Yeah, well, I think Ethan just make socks. He just made flash socks, but lightning bolts on them.
Hashtag ERC socks. Someone help me out here.
Don't worry, Petra, we got you. Like, we got you on that.
Okay,
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Final factor fiction. ERC soft is the most technically advanced golf ball. Whoa, in Callaway history. Hey now.
I'm like, that's a really bold statement. So here's what I will say. I think it's the most technically advanced or technologically advanced golf ball in this distance ball category.
Nice.
So maybe not Callaway golf history, because I think there's a lot of really cool innovations. I think, you know, Chrome Soft itself with graphene and with our really soft premium urethane cover. Yeah, but I think in this distance ball category, to have the combination of our graphene dual soft fast core, to have a brand new cover material, which really that hybrid cover is something that I think is very unique, and I don't want it to get passed over in terms of, like, balls right now live in two categories. They live in the ionomer category or the urethane. This is in a category of its own. There is no other unique cover material out there. And then I think the alignment aid with triple track, I mean, there's a trend in golf in general and having this visual technology, right? The TrueViz, the triple track, even I would say for some people like matte versus glossy coatings, right? Things like that.
Yep.
I think that it's in that sense we're adding. And I will say this too, the triple track, the lines, I mean, there's a reason why people haven't been doing this with Sharpies, because it's not easy to put a line on a ball that looks
that's another reason I don't do it.
Right. So I'm like, when you talk about challenges, like the graphene dual soft fast core, that wasn't nearly as much of the challenge as it was to actually get this triple track alignment aid on there. And I know that in some of our marketing videos, and even like in real TV, like Maeve was our like TrueViz czar.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like Maeve worked on this triple track technology to get that actually the alignment on the ball properly, and she did a great job. That was the biggest challenge with this product. So
Maeve is a superstar.
Yeah, Maeve's awesome.
Maeve works in Chicopee at our golf ball facility over there in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
stop by and say hi to her. She's great.
There you go.
Very friendly.
Yeah, there you go.
All your marketing videos, you know, you're getting people, you know, thinking, oh, this is so easy.
There you go.
It's not.
I mean, no, it's not at all.
Yeah.
I always joke, there's so many more ways to screw up a golf ball than you could ever possibly imagine.
I can't even imagine.
People are like, it's round, it's white.
Right.
How hard can it be?
Deal. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Put a cover on it. Put some dimples on it.
Yeah.
All right. Last segment here, and this is questions from the Callaway community.
Okay.
Are you a member of the Callaway community, Petra? Put you on the spot.
That's a really good question.
I think you
I
have.
I believe she is. Yes.
You have. I know you have an account, because I know that one time we did like some Q&A, but
And I will say that when going through the Callaway community to find questions for this episode, there was tons of threads on this golf ball. So lots of excitement. For this golf ball, people really excited to try it. People who tried it and said it's faster than Chrome Soft or it's faster than whatever ball I was playing. So anyway, a lot of excitement for this golf ball. And if you have questions, go to CallawayGolf.com/community and your questions will be answered there. And some of the best questions will make it to the show.
And our live show.
And the live show every Monday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
On SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. A little plug there. Nice job. Nice job there, Nate. Okay. Nate, I'll start us off.
Do it.
Start us off with question one. Stump Nav, who is a frequent contributor on the Callaway community. Shout out, Stump Nav. How does the distance, spin, and trajectory compare ERC versus Super Soft? How about wedge spin? So ERC versus Super Soft.
Okay, distance, spin, and trajectory. Yep. So what I tell people is if you think about on a driver shot, right? So what's really cool about ERC Soft is that its spin is as low as Super Soft off the driver. So Super Soft is a very long golf ball because of spin, not necessarily truly just pure speed, but just very, very low spin. So spin and trajectory or launch angle tend to be very highly correlated. So to be on a driver shot, you've got ERC and Super Soft. We'll say that they're the same in terms of driver. It's going to be a little bit longer because with ERC Soft having that outer core, which has the graphene in it, that's going to give it more speed. So from a spin standpoint, we're going to say the same off the driver as ERC and Super Soft. The speed is going to be higher for ERC Soft than Super Soft. And the trajectory will be maybe slightly higher for ERC Soft, just a little bit extra distance. But it would be pretty negligible for someone that was looking at that particular point. If we go to wedge, let's go to the exact opposite end of that. ERC Soft is going to spin more than Super Soft will. And so as a result of that, the trajectories are also going to be different. So Super Soft is probably going to be a little bit higher trajectory. So you'd have to kind of play where you're going to have it like come into the green and then maybe roll out a little bit. ERC Soft, I think, is actually going to be a perfect combination of something for like urethane. People might actually hit the green and have it roll back. I think you're going to get a lot of like really good kind of trajectory that helps you stop it where you intend to have it land with ERC Soft.
Awesome.
So it's kind of mid trajectory for those.
All right.
Awesome. All right. This question comes from David. He asks, why is three alignment lines better than one? And I know we did touch on this a little, but
yeah.
So your hyper acuity, it's like kind of the idea that your eye can pick out small differences, right? So in the parallelism of these lines, like if one of the lines was off versus another, your eye just picks that up, right? So having these three lines actually helps you see, like when you're lining up your putt, first you got to read your green, figure out where you're going, right? And then you're basically like gonna aim. I think the way that I see this is like when you're crouched down behind your golf ball, you're aiming your ball at whatever, you know, like dark green patch that you think is on the line that you have. Once you've lined that up, the benefit of that is when you stand up with your putter, if we go back to something like the Marksman or something else that has a line on it, now all you have to do is line your putter up to your ball, knowing that your ball is in alignment with wherever you're going. I think the three lines are better than one just in terms of like, again, landing the aircraft, you know, landing the, don't land the aircraft carrier.
Land the jet on the aircraft carrier,
right? Amazing. So just your ability to be able to see, like, as you're lining this up, like, is it actually straight to where I think it's actually pointed to? Having those triple lines, it allows your eye to kind of pick out small differences, right? I think in a case like this, I'm not going to say like more is more all the time, right? I'm not going to be like, oh, add 12 lines on the ball and it's going to be so much better.
Right.
But I do think that three is better than one in terms of having more points of, I need a word for it, right? Where it's your eye has more points to look at and verify that you're actually in alignment with what you think is in alignment.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Totally. All right. This is it. This is Bill N. This is a good one right here. This is one of the greats. This is one of the great questions in the Callaway community. Happy you asked it, Bill. I just got a dozen refurbished Chrome Soft golf balls. I haven't used them yet, but they do bounce off the concrete floor at the same height as a new Chrome Soft. Are these balls good to use? He did the old golf ball bounce test.
I would bet you that a lot of people are thinking this question, but don't want to ask it.
That's why I love Bill for asking this.
So great
it's
question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Don't hold back on us, Petra. let's hear it.
So when people tell me that they're playing refurbished golf balls, there's like a small part inside of me that dies a little bit.
Same,
because,
same here.
Because, and I'll tell you why. Because the issue is you have no idea where that ball was before and how long it was there before it was refurbished. It's like purchasing a couch off of Craigslist.
Don't know what has been on this.
starting from that point it's like you don't know if it was like at the bottom of a pond for months on end, which if it's in a pond and it's absorbing water, it's just deadening the ball, but strategically and very scientifically I know that you've done your bounce test, right? So you're like, well, obviously
there's no water in this
there's
ball.
No water in it. I know. Right. They must have dried it out, or they must have fixed it up, right?
There's no scuffs on it, nothing.
Totally. And when they're refurbishing golf balls, in terms of like the scuffing, right, they're most refurbished golf ball companies that I've seen or looked into, they'll basically like blast off the coating to some extent and then kind of like wash it up a little bit.
It's like
and
manipulate
then,
it a little bit,
repaint it, right? Okay, so from that standpoint, you're probably, it's going to look nice and it's bouncing the same height. So you're like, oh, great, it's good to go. Right. Okay, couple things. One, golf ball materials are strain rate dependent materials. That's this fancy way of basically saying that even though it bounces the same height at what would be a slow swing, like a slow speed, when you impact that ball, and let's just say, who was it? Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill, okay.
Yep.
So
Bill N.
Let's say Bill's got a 90 mile per hour, 100 mile per hour swing speed, or even an 80 or 85 mile per hour. I can guarantee you that little drop test that he's doing is not happening at 85 miles per hour.
That's
going to
be a, what is it, 9.8 meters
unless,
per second?
Unless,
Something
Bill,
drops.
You have a cannon.
Yeah, right, seriously.
So if you want to do an in-home test and you've got a cannon and you want to...
In which case, you're playing the wrong sport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So from that standpoint, just because it bounces up as high as it would on a drop test doesn't mean that it's going to bounce or have the same speed or rebound at a much higher speed.
Now, golf balls that are aged, a mature golf ball, what part of that ball is going to be most compromised? As balls, let's say they sit on your shelf for 3 years.
Yeah.
What is the part of the ball that's going to lose its elasticity or lose its performance?
Well, and it's going to depend on where you keep it, right? So again, you don't know when you're getting a refurbished ball, is it sitting in a lake, right? I would be much, much more worried about that than something that was sitting in like your garage or
sitting
in a shelf where it's like, it's, you know, it's San Diego and it's kind of the same temperature and humidity at all times of the year.
Right.
So, I mean, in terms of if something's like sitting in a lake, the core is the majority of the ball, right? So if you're just asking me to pick a particular part of it, I mean, it's the engine, it's the largest by volume percentage of the golf ball. So the core is going to be impacted.
So even if
like
a cover is refurbished, they're still not doing anything to the core, and the core could have hardened, the core loses its speed.
Or it could have been affected by water. Yeah, right. It could be. That's what I really worry the most about is someone that's like, even people who do like the pond diving and pull the balls out.
Right.
I'm like, how do you know how long it's been in there or
and
not?
And that's like,
right?
I feel like that's a lot of the market for refurbished golf balls too. You know, golf balls that make it out of a lake or a pond.
That's big business on any Pete Dye golf course.
Oh. Right. So
I mean, people have made a living off Pete Dye golf courses.
Right. And I think one of the things that worries me most about it is I think that in golf, and particularly with golf balls, I'm like, sometimes you only get one first impression or two first impression, right?
Yeah.
Or a dozen first impressions, depending on what you purchase, right? So the issue is that if you're purchasing a refurbished golf ball and you're like, you know, I really want to try Chrome Soft, but I don't want to like spend on a Chrome Soft. I'll just buy the refurbished version and see if I like it. The performance of that refurbished ball may or may not reflect what the actual golf ball is. And it just gives me a little heartburn where I'm like, maybe you didn't get the lake ball and maybe you got great ones and you'll have a perfect experience and that'll be lovely. And that's awesome. But you could have a bad experience. The other thing I want to talk really quickly about is when they do take the paint off and they refurbish it, you can seriously impact the aerodynamic performance of the golf ball.
Hell yeah.
And that can lead to all sorts of issues. The main thing that I'm most worried about is if they add a lot of paint, you can actually flood the dimples. So first of all, if you're grinding the ball down or you're blasting it down, you're changing what we would consider the tube shape or the dimple depth or the dimple shape itself. So that affects aerodynamics significantly. Second of all, they're going back and repainting it. If you flood the dimple, that can impact the aerodynamics.
It could be different paint.
So you're going to get different lift. You're going to get different drag. The ball might be falling out of the sky. It might be squirrely. You can get all sorts of different things. Yeah. So that's my other main concern, is really like speed and aerodynamics.
Right. Yep.
All
right, so well, the bounce test is not a complete test.
No, Bill, stop giving Petra so much anxiety.
Bill, go buy a cannon. No, I'm kidding. Please don't buy a cannon.
So for Bill and everybody else out there, bounce test, false.
False.
Refurbished balls, very questionable.
Very.
Very questionable. So
you might get lucky, but...
You might get lucky, but strong performance. And, you know, don't take driving range balls. Don't take range balls and put them in your bag.
Don't do it.
Don't do that either.
And check for flooded dimples.
That was good.
Yes. Beware of flooded dimples.
Beware of flooded dimples. Wow. That was very eye-opening right there.
I will say something just so that the viewers know. Like, so for us to actually be able to measure aerodynamic performance, we have basically like a high-performance scanner, right? And something I always tell my guys, like, and we're like making balls here all the time, and sometimes they'll be like, wow, this ball really looks good, and I kind of joke, I'm like, do you have ball scanner eyes? Because I don't think so. Bill, unless you have ball scanner eyes, you can't tell whether that aerodynamic performance is going to be good or not.
Listen, nobody who's done the bounce test has ball scanner eyes. Yeah. Right, that's just fact. Everybody knows that.
I wish I had ball scanner eyes, let's be honest.
All right, well, Petra, you came downstairs. You told us all about the ERC golf ball. Who should be using it? Nate could potentially be a guy who uses it. I could potentially be a guy who uses it.
Yeah.
You could use it.
Absolutely. I love it. It's a great ball.
Right. The biggest thing is go try it out.
Yep.
Go try it out and see if you make birdies with it. See if it gives you longer distance.
Right.
It's pretty easy. The best part about a golf ball, you know, the hard part with Epic Flash, if we say go test it out, that'll run you a few $100. But the golf ball... Just a few dollars, try it out. You might find your new favorite golf ball.
Yeah, and let us know what you think about it on the Callaway community. So there's a little review and testing section over there where we'd love to hear your feedback on this ball, because we take those things into consideration, and you guys do at R&D too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool.
We'll filter you only the good feedback.
Right.
No, I want it all. That's one thing that I'm like, just to clear that up, I'm like, we have to know good and bad, right?
Yeah,
because if there are things out there, I mean, ultimately, we want to know the pain points. We want to be able to help you guys out. So
totally.
Good and bad, I want to hear it all.
That same thing from a marketing perspective. Like, we want to know everything that you're thinking. Like, be as transparent and as honest with us as possible.
If you would like me to have a new guest host with the fitting room and replace AJ, please go to Callaway Community and let us know.
Be as transparent as possible, people. That is what we do at Callaway. So, Petra, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah.
Nate, thank you as always. We will see everybody on the next episode, whether it be on podcast or video of the fitting room. So, thanks again, guys.